You've got direct link to what you're going to be seeing here. This is it's live, so any changes we have made here are going to be made in your presentation. And I'm recording the audio too, so if you want, you can go home because you have everything there. Okay. I have been about 10 years designing learning experiences related with play. I've been 20 years working as a teacher, currently in primary and secondary, and teaching teachers about game-based learning and gamification for the University of Barcelona. Jordi was in one of our last courses this summer. And I've been over 40 years playing everything I can. I play with my kids, I play at school, I play with my friends, whenever I can. So I'm quite what you call a hardcore player. Okay? If you've ever been to any of my workshops, I usually say that play is powerful, okay? Play is powerful even for such difficult jobs as teaching language and learning the language. So, this is the context. I've been doing for 9 years a subject, a CLIL, Content and Language Integrated Learning. I'm doing arts in English, in a small school in primary, in Calella. Well, not so small, maybe it's de tres líneas. Okay, but I do most of the arts. The last years, I'm going to focus. I've attached in the presentation a video, which is it's a wider overview about all the subject, but today we are only going to focus on the language, because I know most of you are English teachers. Everyone here is English teacher? No one is English teacher here? Yes, okay, everyone. I got it wrong. It wasn't here. Okay, so this is just, if you want, you can have a look at it whenever, because it gives you about a view from all the other sides of the subject. But let's start with the guessing game. Okay, do you think we could do without any vocabulary? What do you say? Could we do without any vocabulary? Yes? No? Do you think we're learning a language? Could we do? No? Yes? Well, maybe. Let's try. What does he want? The mouse. Yes, he's hungry. Oh, he wants something to eat. Yes? So what about this one? What does she want? Water. Beer. It depends. No, maybe. You don't know. Let's go for something less childish. Let's see. What does she want?
Money.
Yes, she wants money. Most of us do. Yes? Okay. So, it looks like it works for simple things, but I think we all agree here that we should aim or expect that our kids get a bit further than just this. So we could say that vocabulary is really necessary if you want to go a little bit beyond the real basics. Yes? Do we agree here? Okay, so language, we as teachers, we know that our main objective is to make them improve. All of them are different, and all of them have their special needs, and we have 30 kids in the classroom, but we should try to make them all improve the best we can. Okay, so if you want them to improve, they have to remember vocabulary, because the most difficult part in learning any language is speaking, because you have to do different things at the same time. You need to recall very fast the vocabulary and then say it. That's why there's a lot of people who understand, who can read, but when you reach the point that you have to speak, you get like a big barrier. Yeah? So, okay, taking this in consideration, there is, like, it's quite obvious that you need repetition. Okay, you need repetition. Hola. Are you coming to primary? Okay, can you go?
Thank you.
Good morning. It's Kristen here. Mira, que no puedo ver más. Okay, so, there is not many other ways to do it. I mean, you can be very innovative, you can be very imaginative, but if you want someone to speak, you need to repeat over and over and over. And we all know, especially nowadays, that repetition is boring. Repetition is boring. Okay, it is. It is, especially nowadays when our kids have so many offers, they can do, they can keep changing things. Their attention span is even shorter than the one. They say, neuroscientists say, no longer than 20 minutes. That's for the adults, or imagine for the small, and not even teenagers, so they can pay attention for a very short time. And our duty is to make them repeat, to learn vocabulary. So, game design and game-based learning can help you in that direction. I have been using it for many years, and it's really handy, but obviously you need to work and try. After, usually, when I have this workshop or talks or whatever, the teachers come up to me saying, oh, Christian, this is a lot of work. And well, what do you expect? What do you expect? Do you want to do nothing and get different results? I mean, it's quite obvious. You need to improve, work hard, and then maybe something will change. If you don't change anything, how do you expect to get different results? Anyway, so game design is studies the game elements, which are the part, the ingredients that create the game experience. And game-based learning is the use or creation of games with the objective to acquire a content or a skill. Okay, so those are two definitions. And especially game design is used today. You know that video games, the game industry, is really big in numbers. They generate millions and millions. So, and behind that, there's a lot of studies and there's a lot of literature. Anyway, let's go on. One of the fundamentals of game design and game-based learning is this theory here. It is very simple, yet very powerful. Maybe you heard it before. It's called the theory of flow. And when I discovered it, I said, well, Christian, what have you been doing till now? Because it is so simple, but so powerful at the same time. Look, when was the last time, and I invite you to think about it, when was the last time you were doing something you enjoyed so much that time flew without even noticing? Just think for a few seconds. When you were yeah. It's difficult to compete against Frank. Oh, Frank. Okay. So, whenever you get the right challenge, your mind gets in the flow channel state, when all your neurotransmitters, that's dopamine, serotonin, well, dopamine comes at the end, oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, they make your brains work very efficiently, they work at full speed, and they provide you deep learning, which is something that nowadays is really well known too. So, this is my goal, to get all my kids with a suitable challenge for themselves. It cannot be very easy, because then they will get bored. And if it's too difficult for them, it's going to be anxious. They are going to be anxious. If you have ever played a video game, which is mostly possible, they are really, really doing that. Because they provide you small step-by-step challenges every time, a little more difficult than the previous, and when you succeed, you get your dopamine dose, and you say, oh, I'm going to keep playing. Okay? That's what they do. And that's a challenge to apply in education. Oh, Christian, yeah, this is very easy, but I have 30 kids in my class. Yes, I know. I have them too. It's not magic, but it's really powerful. So, once we know about this theory, the next obvious question is, okay, oops, sorry, the other one. Oh no, I took this before from Jill, because it's, look, what was the name? I can't remember now. Oh, where Jill was, okay, yes, I remember now. Look, from all the words we created all together downstairs in the first session, yes, There was one that I said, oh look, this matches perfectly what I'm going to talk later. Can you have a look and see if you could find it in relation from what I have just taught? What do you say?
Motivation.
Which one?
Motivation.
Motivation? Yes, that's good. But in order to design a lesson plan from small but upstairs?
Scaffolding.
Yes. So when I saw it there just in the side, I said, yeah, this is good, scaffolding. Because that's the idea. That's providing the right chance for each kid. But that's not easy. Not easy. I tell you, not easy. But it could be perfect. So, Christian, how do I build an experience like this in my classroom? How do I do it? How can I make them and encourage them to keep going on? And this is where I come with a solution, and I invite you to try and see what we can do together now. So, number one, it's very good. Give them clear objectives. In any game, you have to or save the princess, or grow your vegetables, or combine candy, or save the world, or just get to the final line, the first thing. So the goal is always clear. So it's important, because they are used to us. We grew in a time where movies were popular, and we spent a lot of time, well, me, I'm 14 and you're 40, so maybe you're really from that, but nobody told us about what was going behind the movie, but we all understand the language of it, because we grew with it. And it's the same for the kids. They have understood perfectly the language we can behind games, and they can apply it in other contexts, much better than we, because we haven't got such a large background as they have. Number one, clear objectives. What does that mean? Okay, let's go now into the topic. Look, I have some papers here, and this is, I was about 2 or 3 years trying to create this document. This is a collection of, I will give you a copy later on, because we're going to do a game here, so you can see how I do it, and see if maybe it's suitable for you too. And this is a list of all the materials, expressions, the actions that we use in the classroom. It's language I use, or language they can use in the classroom, because there's not much point about making them learn words they have no option to use. So the best thing is try and identify what is the language they can use in the classroom, and then work upon it. Yes? Okay, so I've got 3 papers there. And it's important to also tell them, I think, what are your expectations. I give this document the first day, or the second day, or the third day. And I tell them, look, there is 3 checkpoints. And then we will keep going on. Before Christmas, before Easter, and before summer. When you get to Christmas, you should know from here to here. When we get to the next checkpoint, it's this part and these other ones. So that's all together. So it's like a progression, slowly, slowly going up the stairs. Is it clear? Good. Okay, so why is it in colors? Because children love colors, don't they? Boring black and white. No, if I can have colors, and all the colors is red, green, blue. Red is for the first part, green is for the second part, and blue. It could be any colors, but RGB, red, green, blue, other, this is an art subject, other primary light colors. So that's why I use those. Okay, so I tell them that they will be testing, which is really boring, but I give them a 10-minute test because it's a memory test. They know it, they don't know. There's no other option. What's the point of having them 60 minutes trying to remember some words? They know it, they know it. It's just memory, nothing else. Really boring. But it has to be done like this. Or at least I haven't found anywhere a way to do it. So, hold up. Next one. Now, we've got the main objectives, the goals. What are we expecting? They need to know how you are going to help them. I want you to know this by this time. And I tell them, don't worry, I'm going to help you. And I'm going to try and make this boring experience into something a little more amusing. And here is where I introduce game elements taken from the game design. Yes? Okay. So what are the game elements I started using? And some of them I still use. And some are transformed, adapted. Easy peasy. Okay. Dice. Very easy. Dice. What do they add to the system? What do you think?
Randomness.
And randomness provides you some kind of expectation. Okay, so it's easy, cheap, and really powerful for heat.
Sorry.
Okay, go. Let's go for another one. Easy. What happens? Only dice, Christian. Only dice. 10 minutes is great. Wow, dice. After 10 minutes, Christian, this is boring. We want more games. Because I've been used to doing dice since I was a kid.
Sorry, we're late. I'm sorry.
I can see you're late. Okay. So, we've got points. Dice, which gives you a randomness sensation, and this generates some kind of expectation, which can be really attractive for some type of players, and therefore some type of children. What's the next one? Levels. Quite obvious too, it's in all video games, levels. Okay, what I do is, what would you like? An easy question, a medium question, or a difficult question? Sounds very silly, doesn't it? Sounds very basic. But what does this add to the game-based learning system? What does it do? I give them options, and they can choose. And that's good, because it gives you a sensation of freedom. Yeah, well, not much freedom there, but it does. It does. And some say, oh, I'll take a safer path, and I choose an easy question. And some say, no. Today is a risky day for me, and I want a difficult one. Yes? Good. But, no, there was one missing there. I had another boring one there. After a few times, they come to me, Christian, this is boring too. We want more. And I said, okay, what's the next one? Easy. Okay, how do you say in English, casa de cartón? And you would say, whatever. If that was an easy question, I would give you 1 point. Wow. If it was a medium question, I would give you 2 points. And if it was a difficult question?
3 points.
Wow, good. Okay, so what does the points add to the system?
Competition.
Yes. And something else?
Motivation.
Yes. Immediate feedback. Immediate feedback. Another basic element in all games. Most of all games. Okay? You know you've done a good job when the ball goes inside the net in a football match. That's a goal. So that's your reward. You get 1 goal. And it's clear. It's clear. You do the right job, you get 1 point. You get a better job, you can get up to 3 points. And this can be very dangerous. I will tell you in a minute. Okay? Good morning. I was just talking about you for a minute ago.
And then me?
Yeah. Because I showed this. Let me see. I stole it from already before. I'm trying to find it now. What is it? Here. I stole it. We were talking about scaffolding now. Anyway, up again. Okay, so points. Yes. Okay, you answer the right answer, and I'll give you some extra points. How do I do? Oh, there's another important element we should take into consideration. Always we do something like this. Short time. Short time. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, no longer than that. If not, you'll burn it quickly. Sometimes teachers come to me, the first day, Christian, was great. I've been doing this and it was incredible. And the second day, not so much. But the third day, they were already bored. And I used everything, Christian, you told us. I used everything. Yes, but
how long did you do it?
Oh, the whole hour, because they were really excited. Yeah, well that's the matter. Perhaps we need to provide them. Good morning. You are late. you provide them. I got lost now. Anyway.
Sure, 10 minutes.
Okay, so that exactly 10 minutes. What's next then? I said levels. We said points. Okay, points. But points are also boring because they've been doing points for years. Nothing. So now, Christian, everything you're telling us is boring. So why do you come here? Because I have something really powerful, something amazing, something powerful. It is cutting-edge, high-tech education technology. Can you have any idea what it is? No?
It's amazing, huh? I tell you.
It's color cargo points. This was a game changer. It was. Because before we did it by hand, and after the game finished, I said, okay, how many of you, hands up, how many of you got 3 points?
Three points.
And they love it. Now see who has 3 points. And who has 7 points? Oh, 7 points. Here's an advice. If every time you do this, it's always the same one with the higher scores, you're not doing it right. Okay, you always need to compensate. It's called game balance. You want to take the best out of all the kids. And we know who are the best. And we should know who are struggling the most. And you need to reinforce them and provide them easier questions despite they are difficult. If she asks for me a difficult question, I know that she struggles, I'm going to give her an easy question. And the other ones are going to moan. Oh, that's an easy question, Christian. Yes, but who is here? The teacher. Serious, just look at them. Okay. If necessary, later on you go and talk with them. I said, but listen, this is mascara, no? Tú le llamas mascara, estas cosas. Por tanto, if you see always the same people with their hands up, it's not good. Anyway, let's jump up to this. This is, there you are, elastic band, pieces of cardboard with a number written by the kids, and on the back of them there's a stamp of the school. So they make them official. Okay, now so because I had children trading with them for money. That was a bit like a Christian. Whoa, I think this is going out of control. But it was a chance to talk about and tell them what is the difference between a game and reality, and that wasn't really right. But I got scared that first time. Not only once. And they love them because they can keep them. And we don't usually get tangible materials from school. You only get a paper with a number. Or not even a paper. Sometimes it's just something on the internet. No? But they can take them home. And sometimes, it's randomly, I say, okay, do you want a difficult question? And they say, yes. And depending on who, I can give him 15 points because I am interested that he gets more points than the other one. And the one who is really ambitious, al pasata turno, the really clever one, smart guy there, I'm going to put it really difficult for him. This, you won't probably see them, you know, all year, maybe once. But I always want to give him small points, never big points. Okay? Is it unfair? It isn't.
Yes,
it is. But I am the teacher. I'm not a game system. Yes? Okay. So,
They love them and they take them home and they put them inside the drawer and they keep them and they forget it in the wash in the overall and they put it in the washing machine and they come up to me crying. Even parents come to me sometimes. Oh, but she came crying because I put it inside the washing machine and they broke. How could you give a point? Well, but it's their responsibility to give the points and they know. I tell them and they should assume it. Oh yes, ma'am. Then you have to negotiate and. Part of the business too. Okay, so color cardboard points is really, really easy and powerful. And how do you win these points? Yes, by doing the exercise we're going to do now in a minute, which is very easy. But, and that's most important, is every time they come up to me at any point, not even in the classroom, but around the school, or even in the street, I live in Kalea, which is a small town. We know, I've been living there all my life, and I've been teaching there for 20 years, so I know lots of parents and lots of children. And they stop to me in the street, and they come to me and say, "Hey, Christian, tonight, yes." And maybe, if I have points, which I usually have, they can even win points in the street. They can even win points in the street. Christian, but that must be very stressing. Yeah, a little bit, but I chose it. And I do it this way. Okay, some people come to me and say, yes, but this is conductivism, no? Like Frank was saying before. And I said, yes, you have to be really aware of this because it can become really, really dangerous somehow. Because if you don't do the balance and you don't stop, some of them won't get to the point that they say, no. I don't want to do it because you are not going to give me any points anymore. And that's when you lost all your strategy. So that's the worst. Okay? So we have to balance the situations, not be constant all the time, and at the end, they get used to using the system. But not easy. Okay, so I don't really care. I don't really care that when they come up to me, they use a strange language. I don't really care, because what I wanted to do is what I said at the beginning. No? I wanted to break the barrier, being afraid or being shy, or I don't want to get something wrong. I've made plenty of mistakes myself. We all do mistakes. So I wanted to try and improve again and again and again. And this basic system has been very powerful to use it. Okay, so now, shall we test it? Yes, shall we test it here, all together? Okay, so I'm going to give you this. This is the work of two or three. Here, can you pass them, please? Yeah, I'll give one there and one there. Okay, and I'm going to do it the same like I do it with my kids at school nowadays. This has been changed many times, and I've been made all by tweaking all the system, but this is what I do now. So, I usually take three easy ones, three medium points. I'll give you five today because I'm very generous. And I'll give you 10 for difficult questions. Okay? So, that's what I do. So, all easy questions, you can keep this paper. In fact, it's free. If you lose it, you can download it from the internet. Everything is in Google. Okay, so. What we're going to do now is easy questions are from fourth year, only materials and adjectives. Medium questions are going to be expressions, the singe, and the difficult questions are going to be actions, the sise. Okay? Are we ready? Yes? I need the dice. Okay. So sometimes I use a dice like this, a die like this one, or sometimes what I do is I use a pen. If you have a kid in class, you probably, who has struggling with numbers, you can give him the dice and tell him to tell you, do the maths, and give you the number. So let's imagine it's you, okay? Throw the dice. Yes? What's the number?
Six.
Six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, who would you like? An easy, a medium, or a difficult question? No, either easy is 2 points,
Medium is 5 points, and difficult is 10 points.
Difficult.
Wow. Are you really expecting a difficult question?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How would you say in English, and I'm going to, and that's what I do with the kids, I'm going to look at the last page. Okay, so everyone is looking at the page. Right? And I say, except the one who is answering. Okay? Except. Okay, and I say to you, how do you say in English, ascolta las nuevas instrucciones para hacer una feina?
Okay,
how would you say that?
Listen to my instructions to do a great job.
That's fantastic. There you are. Guys.
Eight.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Mr. Alpha, easy, medium, or difficult? What would you like?
Okay.
So, tothom hauria d'estar mirant la pàgina de 5è, menys la persona que contesta. Okay? And I would say, how do you say in English, para l'ordinador, sisplau?
Stop the computer, please.
Stop the computer. Would you accept stop the computer?
No.
But we will, because
I'm not really. No,
I don't really know. So you get the point. Okay, let's go back to the next one. Dice. 3, 1, 2, 3. The girl, the blonde girl on the back. Easy, medium, or difficult. Now, we're going to cheat. And you're going to miss the question. Okay, you're going to get it wrong. Okay, what would you like to answer it correctly?
It depends on the question. My Calvin is amazing. I'm going to try hard.
Okay. What would you like then? Easy, medium, or difficult?
Difficult.
Are you sure?
No.
Done.
If I give it the longest.
Let's go for the difficult one. For example, necesitas més aigua. Aquesta pintura está massa seca.
You need more water. This paint is too dry.
Yeah, that's great. But let's imagine, I'm going to give it to you. Okay? But let's imagine you got it wrong. Okay, what happens then? Now we've got bonus points. So, all the students who have had the option, to answer the question, but the dice didn't give them the chance to do it, now, hands up, because they are allowed to get the points she got wrong. And it's always backwards. Okay? Yes? So, Angela, do you know the answer? You don't remember the question, don't you?
Yeah, I remember.
Yes? If you knew and you would like to win, you would hands up and I would say, Angela, it's your turn. And if Angela, without looking at the paper, would answer the question, I would give the points to Angela. Yes? How long is this until I finish all my points? Okay? Until I finish these points. Usually get 3 to 3. Usually it's 10 minutes. Once they get sometimes even less. The first year of the quart, you need a bit more time. But I usually do this at least once every 15 days. It's only 5-10 minutes. Okay? You don't want to burn it up. And what's my objective? Yeah, they have to. They look at the read. They have to look and read and try to get it and especially say it correctly or at least try to the best possible. So what I'm doing is repeat, repetition to try to remember, which is boring. But this system somehow tries to make it a bit more easy. Okay. So. As you can see now, it's not me who does the points, it's the kids who make the points. Okay, so at start of the year, I've got lots of points. Anyway, any questions up to here? No? Anything you would comment or? Let's go for the second part. I don't know if you've got computers or available, maybe you can share.
because the second part, I said in the description that if you would possibly bring computers. Sorry?
How many computers?
No, you can share. You can share, no problem. It's just an option. Okay, so until now, this has been, you know, is there any of this paper somewhere? Any of the list?
Have you got any paper or not?
Okay, so let's summarize it to here. Look, this is their objectives. I am interested in them, or I want them to learn all this vocabulary because it's the language we use in the subject. If you have a look at it, it's all related somehow. It's possible actions, things we use in our projects in the classroom. So they have the option to ideally use them in the classroom. But that's why we train, okay? So I give them the goals, I tell them the expectations, I'll give them the checkpoints, and I tell them how I'm going to help them. One is all this game that we just have done, and we repeat it every 15 days, more or less, it depends. You know how school is perfectly. So that's until now. But there's another side, which is also really powerful. It's technology. It can be really powerful. Because in the game, yes, it's nice. It's a face-to-face. But it's not really fast. Using technology, we can make this even faster. Because everyone can work at its own pace. So, there's another video there, if you want, which I explain in detail, but I'll give you anyway the key directions, okay? We'll have it there. And what I did was, I took all this vocabulary and I transformed it into forms with Google Forms. And these are transformed into quizzes that auto-grade themselves. They do the job. I tell them, this is not very nice, but I have some little Chinese people who do the work for me. No, it's not really nice, but it's what I do. And I tell them this is Google Forms there, and they sit in couples, and they can use still the list, because what I'm interested is they have to look at the list the more they can. And what they do is they try and solve the quiz by themselves. In couples, it's cumulative too, so the ones in 40 years are a bit easier than in 5th, and it's a bit more complex than just the expression and the action there, especially in 6 years, a little. Okay, so that's one. Meanwhile, what I do while they are answering the quizzes on their computers, I project on the screen a Google spreadsheet which is connected to the results. So what they do is I have a live view of what is happening in the classroom. So they are solving their puzzles. I do not have to check anything. It does it by itself. Well, itself. The Chinese inside the computer, they do it. Okay. So, and they get their results after a few seconds on the screen. What they get on the screen here is just the general score, 80%, 90%. And I tell them, okay, you need to reach to 100%. If you don't reach to 100%, you have to repeat again. And they finish, and they stand up and go to the screen, and they keep looking and waiting for their number to come up. On the other side, meanwhile, they are getting these. If they get 100%, finished, let's go for the next level, right? But if they don't get 100%, they have an email in their account telling them where were their mistakes, right? They don't get the answer. They go, oh, your mistake was here and here. And what do? They check. And after that, what do you think they do?
They repeat.
Really boring,
but they do it because they want to get 100%.
Not every time, but. Do I do this every week?
No.
Do I do it every month?
No. No.
I do it just a few days before the tests, the checkpoints. Why don't I do it every day?
Because it would be boring.
I'm going to burn out the resource. And why is this good for me on the screen? Because I can have a look there and I see, oh, look, Jihan and Hulut are having problems. And I can go up to Jihan and Hulut and say, my girls, what's the problem? Easy, easy, just look. Quick glance. Oh, there's the problem. And I go there. So that's good, huh? That's efficiency. Okay, so I can go after them, or maybe there's no result. Wait, well, how? Because I forgot my password. Okay, let's try and solve that. So, that's another way to digitally reinforce this system. Ah, that's the email. Okay, that's the email. This, what do you imagine? This is
correct.
And that's incorrect. Do they get the answer there? No, they don't get the answer. Okay, so they are invited to repeat again. Shall we test it?
Yeah.
Yes? Shall we test it?
Yes.
Okay. Look, I think I invite you to go to this web page so you can see how it works. I will project there. I want you to write when you go there, it's a bit long, it's sites.google.com/a/ blah blah blah. And try to go to 6 years and let's do the first level all together and see what happens. We get the live results here in the screen. Okay? There you are. I'll give you 15 minutes. Well, maybe a bit too much, huh? I think we can try for 10 minutes. See if you can finish it. Right, yes, the first part in 6 years. Yeah, six are the first part. You try that, see if it works for you. Okay, so everything's automatic there. It works by itself. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you...
First part.
Ah, yes. Meanwhile, oops, I've got to open it. Ja no me'n recordo ja de les meves criatures. Ah, mira, està aquí. Ah, sí, voy, espérate. Where am I? There. Sites.
No, it's right.
Ready? Marcus, finished? So now, once you finish, we'll start getting results here. So it's not exactly the same that on the paper, but it's really similar because I'm using the vocabulary in 5th and 4th year 2.
You can, what you do is usually, for what I know, the teacher gives them their name and they can use their name. Or they have one for the whole class. And then you can see, because you're getting the names. Jordi and Gil, okay? Totally.
80% Jordi and Gil. You got it wrong. You need to repeat. Now, go to your email and check if you got the feedback from the Chinese teacher.
Check your email.
Eh? Why not black? I don't want to do it. A veure, va, volem 100%, eh? At least one. Susana Galve, 86%. Què és la Susana Galve? 86%, t'has equivocat amb una. Dues. They type their email wrong and they don't get their feedback from the Chinese teacher. So
I don't know why I got wrong book, that's probably here.
That's maybe why. Mira, es carrega. We are getting results there. Wow, well, this is the one, no, one and two. Elvina Correa and Judith Alegre.
Oh,
that wasn't very good.
Did I get one wrong?
Yeah, who are you?
You mean the second one?
The second one.
Yes, one wrong. There's 15 sources, and there's 14.
Now, maybe the next question is, where did I get it wrong? You can check your mail and you know.
I guess I know, but
you're not sure.
Check your email. Competencias digitales.
If there's anyone, I can see, I don't know who you are here, but I see here quickly someone, maybe 20%. Oh, I know where I have to go. And I go there straight away.
Sorry?
Can you send the students the link?
Yeah, because we've got a class, a subject class, it's English class, we've got blogspot.com, and they have all the links there. So they just remember the basic URL, which is basic all around, and they know, because we use it often, so they know it. And everything's from there, it's like a basic place there.
Tell me,
what's the problem? It's necessary. It's like you have to.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I got that too, but I got two more.
Yeah.
Could you?
Between.
Yes. So you need, because I tell
them. Yeah.
Because, what was it say then? You have to.
No, no, both are correct. They're both. Need and
have to.
It's exactly the same. Because when you say modal verbs, all that, yeah. Technical.
Too challenging for me.
It's like a nicer way of saying you have to do it. You need to do it.
Otherwise, you want to finish it. You have to buy the food.
But it's not necessary. It works without it, but this gives you more stylish options. And well, I think, have we got enough? Yes? We tried it. Okay. So we've got several 100%. Okay, so this is how it works in the classroom. It's not secret. So I could even go away and they keep doing and they are working. But my work is to pay attention there and check who is struggling and go after it. Okay? So that's that. And the last part of the workshop is, I imagine you can imagine, but it's okay. Shall we try to make one?
To make one.
Okay. To make this. Exactly the same. But instead of my quiz, you can make your quizzes and automate them and get Chinese teachers to correct them for you. Easy. No te preocupes, Ana. How is this done? It looks like amazing, but it's simply quite easy. Okay? I'm not sure if you've used Google Forms before, but it's really intuitive, it's straightforward, it's very directed. And these are the basic steps. And if you want, I'll be here until the ending time and you can do it. If you think this is too easy for you or too much, you can just go, no problem at all. Okay? Create a quiz in Google Forms and choose your settings. Your settings are when you do it. If you want to do it here, I'll be here to support you. It's easier. And Elena will help you too. Settings, create a quiz in Google Form, choose your settings. So lately this feature has been, it wasn't like this before. You couldn't auto grade quizzes. I think it is maybe, half a year here in Spain. You could, in America, and before you used to use Flubaru to do the same. That's why mine is a bit different than the one you are going to make. So first is make a quiz in Google Forms. You just set the question, set the answer, and tell him the system which one is the right one, and that's it. Very easy. The second one, to make this live connection between the screen and what they are doing, is to connect this form to a spreadsheet with this, what's projected on the screen. It's just a simple button, okay, you see? It's just pressing that. And then what you do is you project the spreadsheet and it keeps getting the submissions, okay? And get the kids to solve the quiz. That's all. Project the spreadsheet for live results, and just, this is optional, if you said, oh, because Flubaru, before Google Forms activated this option, it was another way to do the same. But now they have improved and they give extra features, but are really advanced. I don't think you can, for some, you can give math symbols and things like that, or can give you different options when sending you back the email. But this is not necessary. It's not, you can do it without this. Okay? So, if you want to join over here, it's forms.google.com, and then you can start there creating a quiz. There's a template, if you haven't set it in English, there's a template which says quiz, which is almost done, so you just need to change the questions. And you're invited to try, and if you have any problems, you can ask me or Elena. Okay? That's all. We've got 20 minutes.